Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
This episode, lots of fun. We discuss a new feat of strength, the natural successor to the Nintendo Power Glove, and a very, very close encounter. Also, we examine male and female, how they relate.
How women are better, basically.
We'll get into that. We are Calgary's only podcast, apparently.
Yeah.
It's Tip Tap Tip. I am ridiculously full right now. Like, I don't know what is going on, Rochelle, but I don't think I've eaten any more or any less than I do on a usual day. But I feel right now that you could just roll me out of the room. I don't know what's going
on. It's the pea soup, man. The pea soup is intense. And you probably ate it just like you would eat normal soup, but it's not normal soup.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah. I tell you, that's the reason why Dutch people like pea soup, because you have like three bites and you're full, which means that you save lots of money because you're only eating three bites.
Oh man, I don't know what it is. I'm sitting there and
maybe you're constipated.
No, I can attest that I'm not without going into too much detail. I can tell you that I'm definitely not constipated. But we had the pie after dinner, and I'm like, am I too full for pie? Is this a thing? Can this actually happen?
I thought about it. I was like, oh, maybe he's too full. And then you know what? I was like, no, Eric likes pie. And then I scooped you up. And then I cut you another little piece to go.
Oh, it's like you're trying to do something to me. It's like,
this is how I win your love, Eric. I feed you until you're too full to move. And then you can never chase after other women.
Maybe that's exactly it. Maybe that's the whole nature of our relationship.
Yeah.
You're an enabler and I'm just a guy who likes to eat pie and pea soup.
Remember that? I think the worst was that one time that you ate Indian food.
Oh man.
And I don't know, like maybe it was just like super good that time. And you ate so much. You literally were sick.
I was like
I
overate
good.
To the point where it was just like not cool and not fun anymore.
Yeah. It's gotta take it slow, pause in between your bites, then you realize when you're full.
I think, you know, I'm beginning to subscribe to that philosophy, the whole take your time, you know, hurry.
Yeah, well, just, it doesn't seem like it. You still eat super
well,
fast.
Well, I like to talk. I like to think that I subscribe to that philosophy, but in reality,
I can train you.
Okay, let's do this. How does that work?
I'll let you take a bite. You know, like a personal trainer, I'll be like, okay, eat. And then you eat. Bite, 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 bite. And then say, stop.
Okay.
And then you have to stop for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And they'll say, okay, you can eat now. And then you take a couple more bites. And then I say, stop. Just so you pause. Or else you just pause in between each bite.
I don't think I have that level of self-control. So I'm going to rely on you to...
I don't know if I would actually enjoy doing that because it is dinner time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, pea soup, man. I was going for a walk while the pea soup was cooking.
Yeah.
And because it has to simmer for so long, our house smells like pea soup now. And then when I was going for a walk, I was like, how come I still smell? Oh, I still smell it. I smell pea soup on my hands.
Okay.
My hands.
I'll trust you on this one.
Pea soup on my hands.
Oh, but yeah.
Yeah. From cutting up the pea soup, stirring the pea soup for like 3 or 4 hours. I got pea soup on my pants and my dress from our baby. It's just everywhere.
He likes
And then I just burped and I tasted pea soup. I'm like, fuck, it will never go away.
And the thing is, we still have tons left.
I know.
It's going to last us for...
All week.
Yeah, basically. It's like... Want some pea soup? Okay, I'll have more pea soup. That's all I'm going to have today.
Well, eventually by the end of the week, hopefully our son, our 2-year-old picky eater son, will eat it.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually not that picky of an eater, but...
He's okay.
He didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
He's like spitting it out and trying to wipe it off his tongue.
He's just like,
that's funny.
He is funny, but yeah, I don't know. He has certain tastes. I don't know his tastes. I think he's more, he's the Dutch part of him. I think that's what it is. Bread and cheese.
I think that's just normal comfort food. It's bread and cheese is okay. Normal comfort food for everybody. It's not just Dutch people.
Mm. But he likes, part of his vocabulary most of his vocabulary are things that he likes, whether that's toys, TV shows, or types of food. Mm-hmm. It's basically how he relates to the world. That's what I'm guessing. Think about it, though.
So far, yeah.
His vocabulary are things that he likes. He likes ice cream. He likes chocolate.
It's because there's a motivation to learn how to say it.
Yeah.
If he knows how to say it, then he can say that he wants it.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though he doesn't always do that. He just points, he just looks at the freezer and goes,
oh my goodness. So, that's the thing. Yeah. Let's move on. Rochelle's had a bit of a, I would say a busier weekend. She's been up to a few things. You had that thing yesterday.
Yeah, I volunteered. I've been doing some volunteering recently, and it was a girl party. And I'm like walking up to where the girl party was at, and the sign said Girl Power, which I thought was really cute because that's, you know, from the Spice Girls. It's like 20 years old now.
Coming up there. That was like 96, 97 is when they kind of did
it. And I think some of the stuff that they brought in was Katy Perry-ish, kind of like Hear Me Roar.
So, okay.
But that's also, Katy Perry sings that song Roar, right?
Yeah.
But Hear Me Roar, that's also that song from the 60s. I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar.
I am woman, hear me roar. Something like that.
A lot of these little girls, they're about like age 5 to 12 or 13 or something. They love Katy Perry. Like, they went on about her because she's so girly. Like, she, and fun, right? Like,
yeah, I guess.
You know, and it's all like feel good music.
Yeah, I like Katy Perry for different reasons, but
I think she's good for girls.
Well, yeah, like
for young girls,
I suppose. I don't know. I'm not really part of that world. I know the songs.
Oh, you obviously did not watch that documentary.
No, I didn't. You did though. You watched that.
It was cute.
And Rochelle watched this documentary about Katy Perry on Netflix, and then she suddenly, as if overnight, she had a newfound respect for Katy Perry.
Well, obviously, the whole documentary is going to be positive and good because it is, you know, one-sided.
Yeah. No.
But anyway, like, so at the girl party, they did just a few different activities just to make the girls feel good about themselves. And, you know, everything was, like, really positive, really uplifting. And then so what I did is I put in little hair, like just like one little pink hair extension or red or blue hair extension in the girl's hair. And then I just asked them, you know, you want your hair curled or styled or anything. A lot of them wanted braids, which was fun because braids are a lot more fun than, you know, doing a whole bunch of curls.
Yeah.
That gets boring after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because of that. What's that movie where the girl has a braid?
Tomb Raider? With Angelina.
No.
I don't know.
The new ones, the Catching Fire and...
Hunger Games?
Hunger Games. Yeah, she has a braid, so...
It's weird. Hunger Games. Okay. I guess
that's like a girl power type movie.
It's kids killing kids, man.
What?
What? You know what the premise of the movie is?
Yeah, I know, but it's also... The main character is a girl, and she can kick butt and shoot arrows and stuff, and she wears a braid.
Yeah, I get that. Like, you know,
so I'm thinking, Eric, you got to simplify it to like a child or to a younger person. They're not going to get everything.
They should watch that movie Haywire by Steven Soderbergh. That was a good female empowerment movie about this woman who kicks a lot of ass. You watch that, and you like that.
I can't remember.
Is
it the girl with the big boobs?
Um, don't know. She's a brunette. She's a...
Oh, no, that was a long time ago. And it's like karate and stuff.
Yeah, like she kicks... Yeah, that like, one was... She like just that one wrecks these awesome. Dudes. Like she like kicks Ewan McGregor and that other guy that you have a crush on.
Colin Firth?
No, no. Fassbender.
Oh, the Fast... No, the guy that... Jason Statham?
No, Fassbender guy.
Oh, Michael Fassbender. Yes. Oh, wow. Someone should make a sculpture of him. Like the sculpture of David. They should make a Michael Fassbender sculpture.
You totally have a girl crush on Michael Fassbender.
From the back.
Just from the back? Why?
You got no three-dimensional sculpture of Michael Fassbender.
Okay.
Maybe I should do that.
There you go. Once you...
He's just like perfectly chiseled... really beautiful looking man.
So he needs to move over. Colin Firth. Hello, Michael Fassbender.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, Colin Firth has got nothing on him.
Would Colin Firth in his prime, circa Pride and Prejudice?
No, I would still take Michael Fassbender. Okay. Have you seen him?
Yeah,
didn't I've seen show him you that movie where he's like walking around totally naked? And
no,
I
watched him in X-Men First Class when he was playing a younger Magneto.
Oh, I should show you this other movie where he's a sex addict and he just walks around totally, totally naked. I was like, what?
You know, I'll take your
this
word.
This is on Netflix.
I'm sure it's great, Rochelle, but I'd rather watch people kicking each other's ass.
Yeah, whatever.
It's my kind of movie. I don't want to watch like...
You don't want to see a naked man?
No, I want to see naked women walking around. That's more my bag.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, for some reason I thought you were a closet gay person.
Nope. Like the tits.
Oh, so you like that stand-up comedian chick that we watched where every single picture was her with her tits hanging out?
You know, Rochelle and I watched the Chelsea Handler special, which came out recently on Netflix. And you know what? I have to give her respect. She's the kind of person who's comfortable enough in her body who thinks that, like, you know, pulling out a boob is just, like, something funny and stupid to do.
Yeah, well, and she's also taking pictures of herself squatting and taking a piss.
Like, you know, like the way that she frames it, it's more funny than it is sexual. It's just like you know what I mean? This is
the one that I was really shocked about. That I was like, really? Is that her? She would do that?
Which
where
one?
She's totally naked,
yeah,
just wearing panties, and it was the one where she was like, "Is it okay to drink when you think you're pregnant?" And then it's a picture of her, like, passed out, drunk.
On the bed with the pills.
Yeah, that one was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
She's just, like, all naked there.
She just doesn't care.
Yeah, but she's got a good body. She's 39. She looks really good.
I'm 39.
Yeah, but you're not a woman.
I'm not a woman.
Yeah.
But pretty good body, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Want me to say that I'm going to make a sculpture out of you?
I'm no Michael Fassbender.
How about I make like Michael Fassbender body and then put your head on it?
Okay. Well, what's wrong with my body? It's awesome. It fucking rocks.
Eric, have you seen Michael Fassbender's body?
No, I have not seen that sexy movie you watched.
There's nothing wrong with your body.
It's rocking.
It is rocking.
Yeah.
And you're getting like super big muscles.
Mm-hmm.
I hate you.
Why? Because you want like big guy muscles?
No, because you can just go into the... You're just like, oh, I'm just going to go pump some iron.
That's what I do.
I'm just going to work on my legs. And then you just like get into like really good shape right away. Like without even really trying. So that's why you suck.
I suck. All right, moving along. Let's talk about this thing we got going on. We talked about it last time, Rochelle.
Oh, I feel like I've already done so much talking here.
Okay.
You do it.
Who are you? Yeah, I'm talking to you, listeners of Tip Tap Tip. We want to know. If you're listener to our show, tell us a little bit about yourself. As little or as much as you like. Send it in to us. info@tiptaptip.com is our email address, or one of the other ways that you want to get a hold of us, all of which are available on our website. We want to know who our listeners are. We have a good idea, but you tell us. Right? Bonk.
Bonk. Bonk.
That's what the problem with these robot arms, man. I'm bonking my head into these microphones.
I feel like maybe doing a video story now, please.
Oh, okay. You want a video story, Dan?
Please. Well, I want to see what this thing is that you were showing me.
We have, you know what? I'm just going to start with this because this will, I'm not going to set this up in any way.
Because it's crazy. Because, it looks like it's crazy.
Because the title of the video is called alien_virgin.mp4. Right?
And, interesting.
Okay, I'm going to press play and... Okay.
Blow my mind.
Oh, in the first second.
Okay.
So who is this in the painting, David?
It was just one of the large women.
And did you have sex with this woman?
Yes.
I don't know much. But I do know for sure that I lost my virginity to an extraterrestrial woman. My first encounter was when I was 8 years old, and I've been having them ever since. There were the Greys, the little hairy guy, an insect being, and then there was Crescent.
They came into my bedroom, and we flowed up.
His eyes overpowered. You hurt me, you hurt me. I just lay down on the ground and she gets on top of me. Yes, it's real. No, it's not. It's just a dream.
So this guy is a an artist and he's painting his encounters with an alien being who, I guess when he was younger, much younger man, caused him to lose his virginity. The painting at the very beginning of the clip was this alien creature, which, you know, has like the, sort of the regular alien head with like the big sort of oval dark eyes, hair, like a woman's hair, and then just massive knockers. And
but she's holding
she's
them.
She's holding them for some
so
reason.
So big and heavy.
But she's holding them because that's what aliens do. They just, they present their breasts because they have traveled intergalactic distances and they want to have sex with you and go, hello, these are my space boobs.
And this guy's old now. He's like,
oh yeah, he's been like wow. Having sexual encounters with these creatures for decades, and he's created a series of paintings around all these incidents. Okay.
After I had done my first painting, I felt better. It was just a relief to get the images down on the canvas.
So he's just some of his paintings.
There was a boy.
Okay. They're all like really kind of freaky paintings because there's this one we're looking at right now. It's him being abducted as a child and he's being taken away.
Yeah, and these aliens are like floating and taking him and he does not, he's kind of screaming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Strange enchanted boy. Skip ahead.
Ew, and what was he saying about the hairy man?
Yeah, that was one of
like
the,
a hairy.
Well, there's several different types of alien species which he has encountered throughout his life.
Weird.
Say he wandered very far over land and sea.
A little. There we go. Sorry, that show that painting again.
The boobies.
That's the $64 question. I have no idea why me.
These aliens just keep on traveling across the universe.
We just can't get enough of them.
And they just keep on wanting to fuck me. I can't explain it.
Maybe he's got like special half alien sperm so they can make half alien, half human babies.
I'm just a regular human being who just keeps on getting banged by aliens. I don't know why. Why me? Why? Oh my goodness. All right.
I just don't know.
The greatest thing you ever learned.
Oh dear.
Oh my goodness. Now he has like a bunch of naked ladies with baby aliens. See, that's why. Because he makes them have babies.
And be
mm-hmm.
And then these aliens are like, hey, you should check out this David Huggins person. He can make you babies.
Yeah.
And then all these other alien species, they all go down to him. It's like their little black bugs.
It's like, you know, word gets around. They go.
Yeah.
Because the aliens, you know how aliens.
Intergalactical word.
You know how alien ladies like to talk amongst themselves? Like, it's like, hey, this Earth guy.
Totally. All you gotta do, whip all your tits.
Hold them.
Done.
Hold them up. Hoist them with your hands. Say hello, Earthling.
No, that's how this is how you say hello to the Earthling man. You present your boobs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of beauty, here's a beauty contest which is happening over in Ukraine. Which, you know, when they're not worrying about being attacked by Russia, they have their own little beauty contest. A group of neo-Nazi Russian and Ukrainian...
And they're still doing it right now?
Well, follow me with this one.
Okay.
A group of neo-Nazi Russian and Ukrainian social media users are currently holding a beauty contest that has been dubbed Miss Hitler. All right? The competition...
Oh, that's awful!
The competition officially...
This is real?
This is real. The competition officially titled Miss Ausland... thought to be named after the territory occupied by the Nazis in Eastern Europe, asked contestants to post a picture of themselves on the Hitler public page of V content, which I guess is Russia's Facebook equivalent. Here's the rules, in case you want to enter, Rochelle. The rules of entry are apparently quite simple. They are, be a woman, check. Be a Nazi, I don't think you're a Nazi.
No, of course not. I'm not entering this.
Number three.
I don't want to be crowned Miss Hitler. That's an insult.
Number three, be a woman Nazi. I think they covered that in both number one and number two. Number four, be a woman who hates Jews. Oh. Be a member of the Adolf Hitler page on their Facebook thing. Number six, post a sexy Nazi pic. Seven, get other Nazis to like your pic. Eight, don't insult other women's pictures. Nazis are a lot of things, but apparently they're not catty on social media. So far, the page appears to have received entries from 14 women and girls from a range of countries in Eastern Europe and Russia. Contestants are also encouraged to write under their photo why they love and revere the Third Reich of Adolf Hitler. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so it's a thing. Miss Hitler.
That's stupid.
It is very stupid, but... it
makes me sick.
I guess that's what happens on the internet. Everybody can have their contest. Maybe we should have a beauty contest. Miss Tip Tap Tip.
I'm not getting any ideas from that stupid thing.
No, it's not going to be a Nazi thing.
No, I don't like beauty contests. They're stupid.
Okay.
I used to like them when I was little. I would watch them just because I wanted to see the dresses and the hairstyles and stuff.
Like Miss America and Miss Universe, all that stuff?
Yeah, yeah. But it was mostly just for, like, seeing the dresses.
Evening wear, swimwear.
Yeah. Swimwear, I really couldn't give a shit about swimwear. Well, it was boring.
Casual wear. I don't know. I always like the part of those beauty contests where they ask the questions. It's like, okay, Miss Utah, the political situation in Syria and Iraq seems to be a little bit tense now because of the Islamic State.
That's way too complicated. They would never ask that complicated of a question. They would say something like, how would you try and solve the world's problems?
The children of the world are our future, and I would like to say that if I was the president of Earth, I would have all the children of the future read to, and I would like to celebrate peace. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's about the typical answer. Thank you for time, Miss Utah.
And then she would win.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because she had the biggest boobs.
Basically.
And the tiniest waist.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's have a look at
some... We seem to be talking mostly about women. This is like a woman episode. How did that happen?
It's just the way the news works. And it's funny thing because I have two articles, two clips coming up, one of which...
I know, and they're women related as well.
Not really this one, but...
Okay, well, this is what I want to... I want to bring this out.
Okay.
This is... Okay, I love finding random stuff in some of these library boxes that some people have on their front lawns. And there is about four of them nearby our house. So that makes it for a really interesting walk.
Yeah.
And recently I found a whole bunch of old Reader's Digests, and some of them were, you know, 2006, not so old. This one, though, is from 1982, and I really like them. It's so awesome. And the article that I found is from Playboy.
So they republished this in Reader's Digest.
Yeah, so it looks like most of the articles are, some of them maybe are written for Reader's Digest, some of them are...
So that's what they chose to republish from Playboy in Reader's Digest.
Yep, condensed from Playboy.
So of all the things from one cover...
Shut up, Eric, they're not going to put naked people in Reader's Digest. Because you can't read a naked person.
Okay.
So the article is called, Is There a Superior Sex? And
well, we all know, yes.
And we all know that women are better. And
well, no, that wasn't my answer.
Oh, no, seriously, I'm going to tell you some really important facts.
Okay, why don't you tell me
some
really...
To tell you.
Tell me some 30-year-old...
This is science, Eric.
I think I have 32-year-old facts. Okay, lay them on.
This year, about 1.7 million men will have... No, million people will have heart attacks. The majority will be men.
You know why men have heart attacks?
Why?
Women.
No.
Constantly because they can't deal with...
This is what the article says.
Do the dishes.
They cannot deal with stress as effectively as women can.
And you know who likes to dish out stress?
No. Work. It's from work.
Oh, okay.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Okay. Another fact.
Sure.
Why should there be an overall difference between men and women? Perhaps it has to do with the difference... Evolutionary pressures. Men, the hunters and competitors for sex, were more likely to need elaborate stress mechanisms in the presence of danger. You know, like when you're hunting and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
right?
When I'm totally out there hunting all the time, like
yeah,
I do.
Yeah. Women, the nurturers and centers of social groups, were more likely to need fine-tuned emotional responses and skills. That's why women are better at communicating.
Sure.
And Eric just goes...
No, I don't.
And that means feed me more pieces.
Yeah, I don't pad my language with bullshit. I just say
Eric,
what's on my mind.
You suck at communicating. You are the worst. What was it recently this week that you did something and I was like, but you never asked me to do that, and you just assumed that I would know that?
I don't know. What you tell me.
I can't remember what it was.
Because I probably didn't do it. It's all made up in your little mind.
No, because you don't even remember.
Because I didn't do it.
Because your little mind doesn't remember anything.
And your mind makes up facts.
You got a tiny pea brain.
Pea soup. Why am I so full? Sorry.
Okay, here's another one. Between 120 to 140 males are conceived for every 100 females. From there on, it's downhill all the way. More males are spontaneously aborted during pregnancy, and although they retain a slight edge at the time of birth, 106 to 100, the decline continues. More males than females are born dead, 30% more males than females die in the first month of life, and 33% more major birth defects are associated with males.
Gee, that's
by
kinda...
adulthood, the population of men and women has become equal. You know why? Because women are better.
That's kind of morbid, man.
I
don't need to know all those gross facts.
But this, I'm just going to tell you what the reason is for this. One reason for this is that males have to go through more elaborate transformation in the womb. More can go wrong with them, and they are born less sturdy than girls. Because you have to grow the balls and the wiener.
It's a bit of work, man.
Yeah, it's a little bit more transformation.
Yeah. Be this awesome. Takes a bit of work. All right, what else does this 32-year-old article say about?
Men are more likely to inherit a whole rash of diseases from which women are shielded. Generally, the male's immune system is not as complex as the female's. Men don't produce as much immunoglobulin, a blood protein important to the body defenses, as women do.
Gotta get
See?
Those.
See, women are better.
Gotta get those aminoglobins.
That's it.
That's it?
I just picked out like the good, the main
okay,
facts.
Okay, so this is your case why women are better than men.
Well, okay, the article also states things about women, but I'm choosing not to share those parts.
Oh, well, why? Oh, that like. Well, so you, okay, so you're selectively editing.
Yeah, don't you like that? It's called radio journalism.
Okay, that's what we call it when you present your
selectively. I selectively chose half of the article.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Here's one.
I told you, Eric, if you wanted to, you could look through it and you could find the opposite things for showing women.
Yeah, but
basically, the article says for women is that women are more prone to depression and to emotional problems.
Well, because they're more emotional beings than men.
Yeah.
But when it comes to feats of strength, clearly men are the more stronger.
They respond emotionally or become depressed. That's what they say for women.
Just cry, cry, cry.
Shut up. You should learn how to cry.
I can cry. You know when I cry? When I'm punched in the face. When I'm...
You won't let me do that to you, though.
No, of course I will never let you do that to me.
Why not? Yeah. You know, one point in time in my life, I just want to punch somebody because I've never, ever, ever done it.
Well, you don't...
I don't think I would even hurt you at all.
I don't want to... No.
Can we just try it?
No. Rochelle, I will not allow you to punch me in the face. I'm putting this out.
What if I put, like, a pillow over your face and then punch you?
No. I'm glad that we're having this all on recording, because in case this happens...
I've asked you this before, not on recording.
Can I punch you today? No.
And then you say, punch me in the arm. And then I punch you in the arm, and you said, ow.
Yeah,
because it hurt.
It hurts.
No, you know how many times I punched my brothers in the arms growing up and they never, ever, ever said that it hurt at all?
Oh.
Because I'm not good at punching.
Yeah, because you're a fucking girl.
Because I'm a girl. Oh, fuck you. Can I punch you in the face now? Right now. Okay, what if I do with my left hand? It probably would not be hard.
Not my face.
At all.
I need that.
Okay, so in your balls?
No, I need those too. Those are very important parts of my body. And no, you cannot punch me in the shoulder or the arm or whatever.
Didn't I tell you that someday I'm going to like wake you up by punching you in the face?
Yeah, you told me this like yesterday.
Yeah.
It's like, one day, Eric, you're going to be sleeping and I'm going to punch you in the face. I'm like,
wake up!
Why do you think I went to the couch this morning?
Oh, really?
No, because Bo was crying and it was annoying.
Oh, I know. We got to get earplugs. We need to get like a value package of earplugs.
Oh, man, that child. That child.
No, he just like, he's so freaking stubborn, just like his dad.
Oh yeah, because you're totally not stubborn at all, Rochelle. He gets all the stubbornness just from me and
yeah,
none
just from
of
you.
None of it from you.
And he's always hungry too, just like you.
Yeah, okay.
It's like I seriously need to like stuff that kid full of food every hour.
It's a child. That's what childs do. They eat all the time, man. All right. We got some Kijiji, some... Actually, speaking of men and women, here's the... I got something here which proves that men are better.
Oh, yeah.
Just fell. Oh, whatever. Because there's certainly not a husband carrying contest. That's for sure.
It's because husbands are fat.
It's not a medical emergency. This woman is absolutely fine. Well, she might be a bit shaken up. Yes, this is the 15th annual North American Wife Carrying Championship. A modernization of a Finnish tradition in which couples compete to take home the wife's weight in beer and five times her weight in cash. Men quite literally sweep their wives off their feet and then sling them over their shoulders to take part in the race, which lists a pool and even hurdles among its challenges. These two took home the grand prize this year, though one of them seemed considerably happier to be taking part than the other.
It feels absolutely incredible to finally be local guy who skis Sunny River all the time. I'm getting married here next June. So that'll probably be the end of our wife caring career. But a lot of life centers around Sunday River and Beth Lair for us, and just so happy to win finally.
Hang on, getting married next June? That's not even his wife. Sounds like foul play if you ask me.
Yeah, he basically just picked like the tiniest lady possible and said, "You're my wife."
He's a strong dude, though.
Yeah, I know he's a strong dude, but did you see how tiny that lady is?
Yeah, it's petite little lady.
She looks
lady.
Like a little kid.
Yeah. So, no.
So that's cheating.
I'm not going to be in that contest with you, Rochelle.
No way. I would break your back.
I'm not good at jumping hurdles and stuff. Yeah, without carrying somebody on my back either.
So. No, I would probably break your back, Eric.
What
the only people that do this are like the people who have... It, you know, the dude's like really big and strong, and the woman is like really tiny and looks like a child.
So what contest should we enter as a couple?
Pie eating contest.
No.
What are the contests for fat fucks?
Hey.
No, I'm just joking.
Be nice.
I'm insulting both of us, okay?
Oh, okay.
Remember when we used to have that, like we used to have Fat Fucks Friday?
Yeah.
And we would get... like the team special from Pizza
Hut. Oh man, that was the worst.
We only did that like twice.
Yeah, I know.
It was pretty too disgusting. Much. Yeah.
Never again. no, seriously though, like what contest do you think would be good for us?
I think we would be good at something that would entail like strategy, because you're really good at strategy, and I think I am good at strategy too.
So I think what type of contest would that be?
But not running, because I'm not very good at running, but I know you would be good at running.
Yeah, I'd be okay at running. I'm all right at running. I'm not the best.
I know, but you could.
I can't run.
Yeah. We could probably do something like The Amazing Race, but minus the running part, though. Not good at the running.
Well, there's
part.
There's lots going on in The Amazing Race. There's thinking.
Yeah, there's the strategy. I think we would be really good at that. And although we probably would argue a lot.
Well, that's
about
part of the
traveling and driving and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
but
man,
who wouldn't, right?
Well, that's what they do. They on that show, they have all the not only is there the race, like the contest itself, but then there's the banter between the teams, right? The team members is like, "I thought you were going to do this, but da, 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 da."
But I think we do make a pretty good team. But I would have to do all the driving because you suck at driving.
I suck
if you don't know where you're going.
If I don't know exactly where I'm going, but that's how Amazing Race works. All the time.
You don't know where you're going.
It's
yeah.
like, well, I thought it was an amazing race in my neighborhood. But that's not the way it works.
What? And it's not my route to work every day? That back and forth?
Well, this is bullshit. What kind of stupid race is this? I thought it was a race to do the things I normally do.
Do you think that we'd be able to do that manhunt guy?
Oh, man-tracker?
Man-tracker. That would be just tons of running.
That'd be.
Well, I don't think it's fair that he's on horse and the other people have to run.
But he also get a head start.
Big deal. He's on a horse.
He's on a horse.
So, you know, horses can go a million times faster than people.
Yeah, but the trick of you is to like to hide and be stealthy.
Yeah, but he's on a horse.
Yeah.
That's stupid. It's uneven right there.
People have beaten the man tracker.
Yeah, I know people have, but it's uneven.
Well, that's.
I would probably go and try and find a horse.
Well, that's why it's good show, because of that uneven nature. Because if it was just like a guy on a foot chasing another person on foot, be like not as good. Because if the odds are stacked against you, that makes it way awesomer.
If you win.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you think that we would be able to own, like, you know, when Chef Ramsay goes to those restaurants and it's like a family run business, do you think that me and you would be able to own a family run restaurant where like you're the chef and I'm like the hostess and we work together all day?
No,
like that would, who can do that?
Because first of all, you know how shitty a cook I am.
Be like, no, I'm saying this is a hypothetical situation. Like hypothetically, you are the most amazing cook in the world.
Oh yeah, hypothetical. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we could work together all day like that.
No, no. We'd be at each other's throats. It'd be like...
I would probably... You know what I would do? If Chef Ramsay came into our hypothetical restaurant...
Well, you'd leave with Chef Ramsay?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, see you later.
I would... No, you know, I wouldn't leave with him. I would just spy on him so that I can see every time he takes his shirt off. And I'll just be like peeking around the corner like, oh, I see you. With your shirt off.
It's like, see you later, Eric. I'm going to be the middle part of a Chef Ramsay and Michael Fassbender sandwich. Oh, you giggle. You're like, oh. I'm
like, shh, don't tell.
All right, what do we got here?
We got absolutely ridiculous posting on Craigslist in Indianapolis.
Sure.
On the Rant and Rave section. Now, okay. This definitely is some guy's fantasy, for sure. Okay, how long can you stand being tickled? I am running a contest to see how long any girls 18 to whatever can take being tickled. I would give a prize to the longest girl who wins. The rules are you must be very ticklish all over. Each lady who enters the contest must wear sheer to the waist pantyhose, any color. Ladies, you can wear dresses or shorts. It is up to you. There will be a 90 minute. If any girl makes it to this time, we will stop. I will tickle longer if the girl is okay with it. You will be tickled only, nothing else. I do have a game, but it's up to you if we play it or not.
Oh my goodness.
To enter, send your email and a picture and age to this ad, and I will respond to each who enter and set up a time to either meet or chat on the phone. If you have a friend or roommate, they can enter too. So come one, come all, and enter the fun and win a prize. The prize is my boner.
He doesn't even say what the prize is. Like,
yeah, because it's his boner, Eric. Don't you get it?
It's not like a new car or a cutlery set or a...
yeah, nothing awesome.
It's like
don't forget to bring your roommate because there's nothing better than a tickle party with two girls and their roommates because they're roommates. It seems dumb.
I'm sorry. Like, okay, I get it. You know, this is thing.
And you know who's going to answer to this ad?
Like people who
get paid to do things like this. No real girl's going to answer to it.
Yeah, like there has to be an incentive, a prize, a nondescript prize of, you know. Come on, man.
Well, it's pretty obvious, Eric, that the prize is his boner, right?
Well, no, not necessarily, because he said that earlier in the ad. He said that, you know.
Eric, he says, I do have a game, but it's up to you if we play it or not. Ugh. Come on. He is totally, everything about this is, like, sexual.
Yeah, fine. What a stupid prize.
What, you don't want a boner?
No, I'm not entering that dumb contest. I can't.
Yeah, so you suck at being tickled. You could only be tickled for like one second.
I wouldn't even last like 9 seconds, let alone 90
it's
minutes.
It's dangerous tickling you because you just kick and you're just too big.
Oh, man, I'd have to wear a diaper because I'd piss myself in like a second. Oh,
are you serious?
If I'm that ticklish, yeah, I'd just be like, done. Don't tickle me, Rochelle.
I'm going to try and do that. It'd be funny if you peed yourself.
Yeah, okay. They're going to tickle you till you pee and then they're going to punch you in the face when I sleep.
Happy marriage.
Like, oh man. Okay.
Okay, this is a Kijiji Calgary Miss Connections amp radio song requested at 8:26 p.m. You requested Taylor Swift's Shake It Off. It was a sign I was having a crappy day and you made it better with your song request. Please reply. You're a male. Hopefully younger than 35, older than 25. I honestly needed to hear that song to make my day, and you did it.
Because that is such a rare song for anybody to request.
Oh, my goodness. I know. Seriously, it was like, oh, why do you have to do this, Eric? I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say.
Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm. I go on too many dates. This is catchy shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. This song is like stuck. I'm gonna be stuck in my head now for a week.
You're welcome.
But we're
come on, Rochelle, sing along.
Do you think she just like said to the costume designer, you know, is there any way that I can possibly wear the tiniest costumes possible, like underwear and a tank top?
Okay, so you don't like this one?
And then maybe like a ballet dress so people can see my bum.
Okay, I'll stop it. Fine.
She's so like it's fine and everything. It's poppy, but it is stuck in my head. You know what else gets stuck in my head?
Which one?
A stupid song about bread.
What? Sorry, what?
It's a commercial and it's okay. Like,
I'm like what?
I it's don't like know. This song's gonna stick in your head, and it's all about bread. Dempster's like all grain bread or something like that, flaxseed and
cool.
Blah blah blah. I can't sing it right now, but it's it's played repeatedly on TV, and it does get stuck
next
in
time
your
it comes
head.
On. Please
no.
Let me
it's,
know.
It's on TV. You don't ever watch TV.
Oh, yeah, because I'm not at home during the day. I'm doing other things. Busting rocks and
killing game.
Sure. Whatever. All right. Well, that being said, no. No? No more Taylor
Swift?
No,
just stop it, please.
Okay, I'll close the thing. Do we want to leave this on a good note or a...
Yes, can you play a different song now so that I don't get that song stuck in my head, please?
We'll leave...
Thank you.
I'll end with a different song. I'm not going to end with Taylor Swift.
Yes, thank you.
We have one more clip, but it's kind of gross. But...
Oh, like...
Not like...
Like the Nazi thing?
No. More just like, ooh.
Rocket Utilities, the makers of adult product innovations, is proud to introduce the world's first ever all-in-one finishing tool for men, the Handy. This one-of-a-kind patent-pending device is handmade in the U.S. and has all the essential features built right into one incredibly original design. The Handy's soft, supple glove design gives you full control with your own reliable, perfect grip. Now get a good buzz with a...
I'm confused at this device.
Is this for real?
It is a real device, yeah.
It's just like a glove.
It is. It looked like Spider-Man, but there's room for, I'm assuming,
vibrator
erect penis.
Type things.
And I don't know what that device is, but we'll find out.
It's a vibrator.
Press of a button. Also, with the Handy's built-in self-lubrication system, you'll always feel slick. Best of all, cleanup. It's as easy as push... flush and wash, you're done.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Men does all of this. Just slip it on and go solo. With your support, we will expand the future line to bring you guys more right hand inventory with multiple colors, a left handy for you southpaws, and our first exclusive signature series handy featuring your favorite adult star's perfectly molded moneymaker. Check out these various rewards.
Oh dear.
Get yourself a handy sticker set or one of our exclusive designed handy t-shirts. Or get...
And you could have been listening to Taylor Swift.
This is... Did you just find this because we were watching that show about like different sex toys, the sex industry, sex toy industry?
No. Oh. No. I saw it somewhere.
There's some weird shit on that show.
Yeah, that show Frisky Business on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't find it, but I'm surprised.
I don't really understand this because you're basically just putting a glove
on
your hand with a vibrator.
And a lubricator.
It just seems kind of pointless.
I know.
It's like, why don't you just use your hand?
I know.
With lube.
Sure.
A great discount and first dibs on the next run of handies. How about a chance to watch your favorite adult star get molded for their very own handy? 200 of you lucky guys will actually snag yourselves one of our limited edition.
Okay, enough.
That's so gross. Mm. So you can have like a porn star's vagina.
So this is currently like an Indiegogo campaign to
what is that?
It's like a Kickstarter. Raising money. Because this is just, I guess, it's a prototype of this device, but they're raising money to go into full production. Because if there's one thing guys have a problem with, it's
Yeah, using their hand. I just hear that all the time. Men are always complaining about using their hand. It's like, oh, man. Like, oh, this fucking hand.
If only had a rubber glove with like a vibrating thing on the pinky and a lubricating
Totally. That would make it so much better.
Man, somebody should invent that. All right. Okay, let's wrap this up, shall we? Beep, 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 beep. Well, you've been listening to Tip Tap Tip. We kind of ended on a gross note. Sorry. Maybe we should have ended before we told you about the handy.
Yeah, the whole episode's all about women, and then the last thing is all about men jerking off. Way to edit this show maybe properly, Eric.
Maybe you should punch me in my face.
I should. Totally, like, kind of ruined, like, the whole awesomeness of the show.
Yep. My bad.
It's like you just had to, like, jizz all over everything.
Pretty much. That's what I did. Okay, good show, good show.
The handy.
The handy. Sorry, guys. Okay, well, go to tiptaptip.com for everything you need to know to do with us. So, anyways, send in your who are you stuff to us. info@tiptaptip.com. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, thank you so much. For doing that, for taking some time out of your day, for doing that, we really appreciate it, because it is brings us great joy to know who our listeners are and who is enjoying our show.
Cool.
Just, you know, makes it good for us.
Thanks for listening.
Cool.
My name's Eric.
My name's Rochelle.
Bye.
Bye.